We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're going to talk about dynasties in sports, one of them that has to be talked about is Michigan softball. 12 of the last 13 Big Ten championship, three-time defending Big Ten champs, and a coach in Carroll Hutchins that's been around going on 38 years. This year will become, again, the all-time winningest coach in softball history in collegiate sports. Coach Hutchins is going to join us in just a few minutes. I can't wait to get a chance to talk to her. But I want to know, are you in need of plastics? If so, our friends at Alro Plastics can help. Alro Plastics has been a one-stop source for cut-to-size plastics since 1987. Alro's inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. The best part? Alro Plastics will cut and ship many of your orders the very same day. Alro Plastics provides value-added processing to meet even the most demanding fabrication requirements. It doesn't matter if your business is large or small, Alro Plastics will provide you with the competitive pricing you're looking for, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics. That's alro.com/plastics. Get your plastics today at Alro Plastics. As I mentioned, coming up in just a moment, Carroll Hutchins, legend here at the University of Michigan. We'll get a chance to talk to her next on Conquering Heroes.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
Well, as promised, I am joined by one of the all-time greats, a legend still coaching at the University of Michigan, and that is Carroll Hutchins. Coach, you're going into your 38th season. First of all, thanks for joining us, and how excited are you? What's the process like for you to prepare for every single year when you've done it 37 times already?
Well, first of all, I'm always still to chat with you, John, speaking of all-time greats. But, you know, it never gets old. The excitement when those kids come in for their first practice of the new year, you know, your team, you know, we become a unit that is hopefully one heartbeat, one mission. And that's really the fun part of coaching is molding a unit into a mindset together. And some years are more successful than others, but you know, you hope that because you've done it so long, you don't just do everything the same every year either. You know, we try to keep what works for us and try to evolve with the times and try to keep it challenging and keep it. We find that, you know, kids, they do need it to be different. They don't do as well with the same thing every day. So we try to change it up a little bit for them. And, but, you know, connecting with young people is still, you know, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. And the challenge is always still there. And I want to ask you this, because of your experience that you've had and the long lens that you get a chance to see all of the freshmen coming in and the players that you have on your roster, I'm sure there are similarities between some of the student athletes you have on your roster and those that you've coached before. Does that experience give you the opportunity to, I don't want to say see things happen before they do, but help and use that experience to coach the players and say, hey, I saw a player, you know, 1, 2, and 3 do this. And I feel like you are very similar, you know, let's be aware of certain things and try this because it worked for these other players.
Well, I mean, that's what experience is mm-hmm. taking the knowledge that you've gained over the years through success and really through failure and, you know, applying it forward. And nobody knows everything. And I'm, you know, the old saying is the older you get, the less you know is so true. But I think more than anything, kids today, they're not like, it's not like they're different from kids before. Their confidence is their most important asset, and keeping them confident while you try to build them into better, you know, players and ultimately better people, is still, it's at the forefront of what we try to do. And I more than anything, the pitfalls that I see kids go through is, when they get to college, they've got it all planned. This is how it's going to look. I'm going to be a starter. I'm going to be the best player on the team. I'm going to play every game. And then that's not what it looks like. And teaching them how to go through the ups and downs and the humility that sport teaches you, which is everybody's really good. And now you got to show up on game day and earn those positions and the process. You know, I've had kids come in and start as freshmen and be All-American, and I've had kids and start till their senior year. And it's a process, and it's a different journey for everybody. And so I think our experience and wisdom, we work really hard to guide them through that. But they're dealing with a lot of forces today that they didn't used to deal with, and that social media is really tough. It's really tough for them to navigate. They watch everybody else be great, you know, so because everybody on social media is great. And they've got a real force in the parents who unfortunately are on the same social medias. And, you know, those are things we try to deal with every day and try to help educate the kids what's going on.
And a lot of changes in the last couple of years with transfers. And I know you've got a couple of grad transfers. We'll talk about the individuals in just a few moments. But the transfer rules, the, NIL has obviously changed over the last year. How do you handle some of those new challenges with your team?
Well, you know, we are definitely not going to be transfer you ever at the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's just too difficult to go to another college and then transfer your credits here. We have found that to be very difficult. We have such a curriculum standard that is a cut above, as it should be. And but there's certainly a case for the right kids at the right time. We've had a little bit of good luck here in recent years with the graduates who are interested in getting a graduate degree at Michigan. And the issue we run into in my sport and in baseball and, of course, some of our spring sports are we don't really begin that process till we're done, which is in late May, as far as looking for kids and finding kids and, you know, getting into school again. You just don't throw an application into Michigan and jump in. You got to go through, there's a 60 to 80,000 people that want to come here. So dealing with that. But I think, the portal has, kids have always been able to transfer, John.
Yeah.
When you played back in those days, they could transfer, but you couldn't just transfer as easily as you can make a TikTok. And, you know, the thought and the process that goes with that and the commitment to, persevering, which is a quality that you learn in athletics. I mean, I believe I had a really great chat with one of my kids who's a fifth-year Ross student talking about her future. And, you know, the agita that goes with, God, I'm almost done and, you know, this is my home and how do I move forward? And I said, you're going to be amazed at how prepared you are by being in this program for 5 years and all the lessons that you've learned and all the perseverance because you've had adversities. And athletics really is part of the educational process. I mean, I'm an old schooler, I guess you could call, or at least old. And the transfer portal teaches them that, you know, keep looking for greener pastures. And there's certainly a place for kids in the portal. But what's not being said out there is how many kids are left in that portal at the end of the year and don't go anywhere. And that is something that is a real concern and problem because, I mean, the ultimate goal of going to college and being an athlete is to get a degree. Mm-hmm. And so these kids are finding themselves really left out. And that's a big concern.
It is. And I do want to start talking about some actual playing on the field. And you guys this year, three-time defending Big Ten champs. So there's a lot of expectations, I'm sure, at least on the outside looking in. How do you handle those expectations, and how do you set expectations for your team?
Well, if you walk in our locker room, we have a wall that's all of our Big Ten champions. And, you know, a culture is built on – one of the things it's built on is tradition. And, you know, the kids walk into this program understanding that we are aspiring to be a Big Ten champion every year. That never changes. We don't change our goals year to year. Now, whether we reach them or not, that's going to be the standard by which we set all of our standards and our behaviors. And then we're going to go for it. And, you know, we may or may not reach it, but that's going to be the standard. And we're really aspiring to be a World Series team, which we've accomplished 12 times in my career, 13 overall as a program, which is fourth or fifth in the country. And we've had a little bit of a dry spell. We haven't been there since 2016, but I still maintain how difficult it is to get there in this day and age. There's just so many quality teams. But that is what we aspire to. And our kids understand that. The key is getting them to understand what it takes to get there. And that's what we try to teach them every day. And that's what the learning curve, that's what the process is all about. Understanding what it takes to get there. And if you can do all those things, it doesn't guarantee you get any of it.
Well, and we talked at the end of last season, and some of the challenges about getting into, you know, the World Series and the playoffs and the tournament. This year, you get a chance to finally get back to playing teams outside the Big Ten. You guys are going to start in 27 days. You're going down to USF for the tournament. How do you prepare, and what are you doing right now to get ready? Because you play in Tampa that February 11 weekend, then you play in Clearwater, Florida the weekend after, you're in Durham, and then you're in Chapel Hill, Lexington, Kentucky. You start to move your way north, but preparing for, you know, playing teams that can play outside, how do you do that at Michigan when January and February, it's not real conducive to being able to get out on the diamond?
Well, you know, fortunately we have full use of Oosterbaan Fieldhouse, which without it, we would be in big time trouble. And it's right adjacent to Alumni Field and our locker room and so forth. But I made a decision a long time ago. When you look at that scoreboard, it says Michigan and it says opponent. It doesn't say, gee, we don't have good weather, we have to practice inside. It doesn't give you any excuses not to compete. And we compete every day to play good fundamental softball. And we train hard to just play good softball. And we're playing some really great opponents. This is one of our toughest preseason schedules. But our goal is to just play great softball. And whether we're inside or out. And is it a tough transition the first day? First couple days, yeah, we might be a step slow, but we do the best we can indoors. We play full out scrimmages, so we get live ball off live bat, and you know, we hit live in the field house, and we do everything we can. We play the ball off the wall and throw it in, you know, and we just play to win. We don't worry about what we don't have. We only focus on what we do well.
Well, and what you do have is you've got a lot of experience returning this year. You've got two All-American pitchers, a Big Ten Player of the Year. Your two All-American pitchers are Megan Bobian and Alex Storaco. What do you expect from your pitching staff, knowing that you've got that talent returning and maybe some young players that are going to contribute as well?
Well, we're really, really lucky. Megan's a fifth year using her COVID year. And, of course, Alex had a breakout year last year. She's been on the rise since she got here. And, first of all credit to her, of course, for hard work. But Jen Brundage, who's as good a pitching coach as you'll find in college softball. And she is just, Alex thrives under Jen Brundage, as has Megan. So we're really led by a 1-1 punch. We've got two aces, two number one pitchers. And we've got three new freshmen that are all really capable. And we recruited, not expecting to have Bobian back, of course, originally. And Lauren Durkowski from Chicagoland, who's had a great fall for us. And Emerson Aiken, who's from Virginia. And then Annabelle Wiedra, who really, we didn't recruit to pitch. She's a middle infielder, hitter, really fantastic athlete. Gatorade Player of the Year in Alabama. And but she's going to give us some pitching looks, maybe not so much this year. But down the road, she's actually a very talented pitcher. So I think the good news is we've got our two aces back. They'll carry the load, but it'll be our goal to get some experience to the young kids and to give us some different looks. As people, scouting is real. They'll be very well prepared for both of our aces. And our young kids need a little time to get out there to get them ready for the future. So, but we're in good hands that way. Pitching is without a doubt our strength.
Well, and you mentioned, we talked earlier about some of the transfers. You got two grad transfers in Christina Burkhart and Melina Livingston. What do they bring to your program?
Well, Christina Burkhart was one of the best players on North Carolina's team for her 4 years. She's really in her sixth year. She had a redshirt year due to injury a few years back. First of all, fantastic kid. Just a great addition to our program. I told her in the fall, I said, I feel like you've been here all 6 years. She just fit in perfectly. Love having her on the team. And she's a very talented outfielder. She could be a leadoff hitter. She can be a two hitter. She can be a anywhere in the order hitter. She definitely will help us, and she'll be on the field. And Belena just transferred in from Penn State. She started last week. She was a Michigan kid who went to Penn State and did well for them, but really wanted to come home. And she was able to graduate early from Penn State and is now a grad student here and has 2 years eligibility. Just a fantastic kid who will be a leader in the clubhouse. And we're just getting a feel for her. I haven't seen her a whole lot, but she gives us certainly a lot of depth and she gives us tremendous energy. So really two really great kids to have in the program.
And you mentioned the strength of your team is probably your pitching staff. When you are at the plate, what type of bats do you expect this year?
Well, I've been really impressed with our offensive capabilities. First of all, we're more athletic than we've been, and we're pretty athletic through the lineup. Lexi Blair is obviously the returning Big Ten Player of the Year, and honestly, I don't know why she didn't end up on the All-American ballot. I think our schedule was again, and impeded our ability, but she's clearly an All-American. And she's been our leadoff hitter, and she comes back is better than ever, but will, of course, be defended better than ever. And we've got the addition. We got Taylor Bump back, who had a breakout year for us last year. She's a fifth year, great experience, anchors at third base and hit the heck out of the ball. And then we've got just a lot of kids who've been on the rise with Lexi Voss, who's coming along as a junior outfielder, hitter. We recruited her as a hitter. Lauren Espen, who's a great hitter. She's from Gull Lake, Michigan. And both those kids are going to see more time on the field. And then I mentioned Annabelle Wiedra, who is, she's a great hitter. And then Kiki Sowell, who's just been continually getting better and better. Kind of a depth player we recruited, but I expect her to give us some significant time. And then I have to talk about the freshman, Ellie Seeler, who's a kid from Monroe, Michigan, her mother played at Michigan State. Her aunt played for me and played on Bonnie Thole's team back in the 90s. And she has just been outstanding, both as an outfielder and as a hitter for us all fall, and I really see great things for her. So, you know, I mean, learning to hit at this level, learning to understand the game within the game, because pitching at this level is better than these kids have ever seen, and we're going to see some of the better ones. So, you know, our pitching still is going to, we're relying on them to contain the opponent until we can get it going. But we've got a lot of good depth, so we're pleased with that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So we've had a chance to talk about a lot of the physical capabilities of this team. And I mentioned, you know, and as you did, it's a veteran team. When you look at this team in regards to the intangibles and the leadership that you see from, you know, some of your older players, maybe even provided by some of the younger players, what are some of the intangibles that you see that this team that you're excited about?
You know what, I am most excited. I really like this group. I feel like their best intangible is they got a good chip on their shoulder. They were not happy with their season ending at Washington, regardless of getting sent there or not. They were up in that series and ended up losing, and they haven't forgotten it. And their mission is to get out of that regional and to get us as farther than any team they've been on. And I like that. That's great leadership. And they really care about each other. I mean, they treat the freshmen have all said they don't treat us like freshmen. They treat us like we're integral parts of the team. I feel like our culture's in a really good spot, and that combined with talent can be the difference maker.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Thanks for the insight, and best of luck as you guys ramp up to the start of the season here in early February.
Well, we appreciate it, and stay tuned, and I hope you come down for a game.
Oh, we'll be there. And, you know what? Now that you said that, how exciting is it to know that you're going to not just have fans at away games, but you're going to have fans at home games as well?
Oh, you mean... Nothing makes me happier than being in the dugout on game day and the entire stadium is packed. The outfield bleachers are packed. And we had a home doubleheader with Central Michigan in the fall, and we packed the bowl for both ends of the doubleheader. I mean, people are ready to come back. So we're pretty excited about it.
All right, Coach. I'll be there, and I can't wait to see your team. Can't wait to see you. And best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, John. Go Blue.
Well, I want to make sure to thank Carol Hutchins for her time. Always generous and excited every time we get a chance to talk to her about her student athletes, about her team, about the University of Michigan, a great representative of the University of Michigan and everything that Michigan stands for. If you want to catch Michigan, the home opener, as Coach mentioned, she loves to see people in the stands. It will be March the 12th at 1 o'clock against Kent State. A weekend with them, followed by March 16 against Oakland. Western Michigan will come March 22. So there's a lot of opportunity to see this team as it continues to take shape here in 2022. If you want tickets, go to mgoblue.com. I'm going to be there. I hope to see you there as well. And stay tuned here for all your Michigan athletics information right here on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGO Blue Podcasts.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.